Well, part of my magical experience here at Disney during the Gift of Magic event, dinner at the Boathouse at Disney Springs. And if you're saying, what's Disney Springs? Well, that used to be downtown Disney, but Sarah Lampson is here to talk to us about Disney Springs and the evolution, and it's a whole different world over there already, isn't it?
It really is, and we're so excited. You know, it's such a different experience. It's a new experience, so we had to change the name for our guests.
Well, you know, it's appropriate because I loved walking around downtown Disney, but now it has that kind of garden market feel where you just kind of, you don't want to leave. You're strolling through there. You're doing a lot of shopping. We had an amazing amazing meal at the Boathouse. But that amphicar next to the Boathouse was taking away all the thunder. Everybody was watching that.
Yes, the amphicar is pretty cool. It's the largest collection of working amphicars in the world is there at the Boathouse. So you can't really see or do that anywhere else.
No, and to tell everybody what an amphicar is, you see this beautiful car. And all of a sudden it drives into the water, and you
right.
think we're having a problem, but we're not.
Not a problem. Nope. There is, 20 to 25-minute tours that go around the lake there.
Long.
Yeah, and the guests really love it. So, you know, you mentioned that it's easy to stroll, and there's a lot of gardens that are around, and that's so true. And the other thing that we've done is really taken the focus onto the water. So, like at the Boathouse, I'm sure you saw, there was so much seating there, so you could see waterfront while you're enjoying your meal.
Loved that.
A lot of the other restaurants have started to do the same.
Well, that's nice. We like waterfront dining, and face it, we pay a premium in Tampa Bay where we are for that. But here at Disney Springs, you can choose from so many wonderful places. Morimoto, that's on my list for next time.
Yes, it's one of my favorites. It's a newer location. Iron Chef Morimoto is behind it, so you know it's good if he puts his name behind it. But, you know, there's really something for everyone. There's something for everyone's palate, something for all the price points.
Yep.
And, you know, coming into the holiday season is a really great time to do some shopping.
I did a little, and hopefully no one back in Cleveland is listening to our live stream right now because I got the 30-piece Disney train set for someone in the family.
Very cool.
This cute Mickey huggable pillow, and I'm not going to tell you what I bought for myself because it wasn't in the budget and it looked good anyway, so I didn't care. But this is a great place to do holiday shopping.
It is, and you know, World of Disney just expanded by 6,000 square feet, if you can believe that.
Wow.
So they just opened that expansion on Friday. So that's a great place for all of your Disney fans on your gift list. But, you know, there's also a ton of other shopping. So Havaianas, Chapel Hats.
Yes.
So maybe, you know, you have a lot of Disney because you're here in Florida. You can always come and buy lots of unique gifts that can't be found anywhere else in Central Florida.
And that's a nice part of it. And I was able to have them ship at home. I loved
yes.
that. Loved that. Didn't have to deal with it. It's the Gift of Magic holiday event. And really, Disney, it's so magical all year long, but this time of year, there's something just so special.
Yeah, and you know, your listeners can check out DisneySprings.com for more holiday happenings.
Perfect.
And we're just really excited to be bringing that to our guests this year.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much, and have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.